Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Daled, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esor Basra Achol Shishi B'zecher Defan Yerziva Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now back in the day, as we have nowadays as well, a house had many parts to it. There's a main structure and then a bunch of additions. Maybe the roof or an upper floor, perhaps a shed in the back or on the side. Could be a room added on to here or there. We also have a chatzar as well. There are things inside it that are also technically part of it. Could be a room added on to here or there. Now back then, each was considered its own entity, and if one sold his house, other things are not necessarily included. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. If a person sells his house and that's all he says, I'm selling you my house, the yitzia, which is some sort of low structure attached to the side of the house, is not included in that sale. Even though it opens into the house, it's still not part of the sale. Also not a room, which is behind the house and that also opens into the house, it's not included in the sale. Not the roof either. If the roof has a fence, which is 10 tfachim tall surrounding it, so it's considered its own entity, it's separate from the house and not included in the sale. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yesh l'tzuras ha-pesach, if the roof has official tzuras ha-pesach, like an official doorway, if you will, getting onto it, afal bi she'ina gevay asar tfachim, even if the fence is not 10 tfachim tall, ein macher, the roof is not sold in this case either, but wouldn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, we continue, la'yas habar v'la'yas hados, neither a bar nor a dos are included in the sale. A bar is a hole dug into the ground, usually used to store water, and a dos is basically the same thing, it's just built out of stone, and those are not included in the sale. Even if in the contract he wrote, I'm selling you the depth and the height of the house, so you might think that a bar and dos is included in that. It is not, because it has a different ishtamshus than the rest of the house. The house is meant for living in, and a bar is meant for drawing water. So since it has a different usage than the house, it's not included in the sale. And now we get into a more detailed machlokes regarding this. A person sold his house, and not included in that sale is a bar. So he gets to retain that bar for himself. The question is, how does he get to that bar? If Reuven sold his house to Shimon, but Reuven still has a bar in Shimon's house, how exactly is he supposed to get to his bar to take some water out? It's not his house anymore. And that's what Mishnah tells us. Rabbi Kiva holds that Reuven, the original owner of the house, now has to buy a pathway for himself in order to be able to get to the bar. And that's because Rabbi Kiva holds that meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, that when a person sells something, he sells ba'ayin yafa. He's very generous, and therefore he sold his entire house, and the only thing he's retaining for himself is that bar, which requires him now to go buy a pathway to it. However, Chacham say in tzarchli kachlo derech, he doesn't have to buy himself a pathway to his bar. He's not only retaining the bar for himself, but he also retains the pathway, and that's because according to the Chachamim, meicher ba'ayin ra meicher. When a person sells something, he always does so on a little bit of the stingy side. He's not so generous, and therefore he's not just retaining the bar, he's also retaining the pathway. Now, Rabbi Kiva does agree b'zman she'amar lo'i, that if the seller told the buyer, chutz me'elu, I'm selling you my house except for a bar or dos, she'ein etzarch l'kachloi derech, in this case, he does not have to buy a path back for himself. And that's because since he uses extra lashon, he specified, I'm selling you everything except for the bar, and he didn't have to say that. Anyway, the bar wouldn't have been included in the sale. We interpret this extra lashon of his to mean that he's also retaining the pathway for himself. Now, we have the same exact machlokes the other way around. Machar la'acher. Let's say all a person did was sell his bar. We even put up an advertisement in the paper, I'm selling a bar, a water cistern that I have in my house. And Shimon came and bought that. So Rabbi Kiva says, Ein etzarch l'kachloi derech. Shimon doesn't have to add on more money and buy a pathway for himself to that bar. Because once again, meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher, when a person sells, it's very generous, and therefore included in the sale of the bar is also a pathway to it. However, Racham say, tzarch l'kachloi derech. Shimon has to add on money and buy a pathway as well to the bar, because meicher ba'ayin ra meicher, and all it did was buy the bar and not a pathway. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss what is and is not included in a sale. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.